The formal strategy I employed in Birthplace of Memorial Day. The poem's occasion came about because I lived near Bullsburg, Pennsylvania, one of several towns in Pennsylvania that claims it invented Memorial Day shortly after the Civil War. Bullsburg is one of them. They have a parade each year. And what struck me about the parade is just the idea of the regularity of it and the artifice of it and the very prescriptive roles for people in it. Everything from the obvious things like gender to the sort of militarization of it and how that has come to mean something in the form and on the day. So the poem's couplets and the rhythm of the poem are meant to sort of stop and go in the way that a parade does. And also, I think the couplet allows for heightened dramatic tension and but at the same time expansion of image and expansion of vignette through the run of the poem, such that you can play a lot of tricks essentially as you're going. And so the guy who goes over underneath the barbecue tent disappears in favor of where the poem turns to go away from the moment where the woman is injured to talk about the fire hall, this town, fear, the way fireworks, the way people exhaust themselves, and some other things. So that was what I was after with the couplets. Originally, the poem was in one long, dense stanza, snaking down the page like a parade, and I thought, well, parades don't run that fast. They move and stop, and so I ended up changing it to the couplets.